Goodbye, called Mrs. Marsh. I'll see you all tomorrow. Mrs. Marsh went back into the school and everyone began walking home.
I think the teacher sleeps in school, said Molly. I think she stays there all night long.
What a dumb idea, said Gary. Teachers don't sleep in school.
Mrs. Marsh does, said Molly. She's always there when we come, and she's always there when we leave. I think the classroom is her house.
Why don't you ask her? Dared Gary.
I did once, said Molly, and she just laughed and laughed, but she didn't say yes or no.
But where would she sleep? Said Gary. Where would she eat?
Let's look around the room for clues tomorrow, said Molly. Maybe we'll find out.
The next day, Gary could hardly do his work. He kept watching Mrs. Marsh and wondering.
What if it's really true? He whispered to Molly. What if she really lives here?
Pretty soon, Lisa and Jason were wondering too.
Where does she keep her clothes?
Asked Jason.
In the closet, of course, behind the paste and paper.
At playtime, when Mrs. Marsh wasn't looking, they opened the closet door.
Look,
whispered Lisa.
A towel and soap.
And a mirror,
squealed Gary.
I'll bet she gets dressed in this closet, said Molly.
And undressed, too,
giggled Lisa.